This episode of Country Squire Radio is brought to you by Missouri Meerschaum. We thank them for supporting this show, and we thank you for supporting them.
You're listening to Country Squire Radio.
Welcome to Country Squire Radio. I'm Bo.
And I'm John Davis.
JD!
Hey, Bo. Good morning, man.
Man, good morning to you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Man, we're off to a roaring start here in 2019.
We're kind of off to a start. You're off to a start.
Yeah.
This has been, let me tell you something, man. I was thinking about this morning, and this is going to sound like an odd thing to just throw out there. But I mean, I gotta really like shower some praise for the single parents that are out there right now.
Yeah.
Because if you're a single working parent, like I'm not a single working parent. I'm a working parent, but I'm not a single working parent, and it is crazy difficult when all the kids are out of the school.
I don't know how people do it.
It's insane. And right now, like, this is the first Monday, if I'm doing my math correctly, the first Monday after the new year.
Yeah.
The kids are still out of school. They don't start till tomorrow.
Yeah, locals go back tomorrow.
It's insane, and it makes no sense whatsoever, but. Anyway, yeah. So I'm,
navigating all these events and everything, and you're broke as all get out now because you just maxed out your credit card over the holidays, and man, it's a tough time of year.
It makes no sense. But
yeah.
But I think I said this last year. I'll say it every single year. I understand that the true wisdom in the line of mom and dad can hardly wait for school to start. So once tomorrow
fair,
is where
fair.
I'm counting the new year officially kicking off. But dude, what about you, man? How'd you run the new year?
Yeah, you know, gosh, we have to shake the rust off here
a little bit. Yeah.
You know, it's been, I guess, since late December since we've seen each other. And here we are on into the second week of January for the most part. Things are great. Had a great Christmas and great New Year's. Took a little trip up to a state park in the northern part of our state and hung out with some dear friends.
Oh, really?
That was a lot of fun. Went to a little cabin and
hosted
a lot of family over for Christmas and whatnot, and that was great, and really enjoyed that. But just moving right along, got thrown right into the thick of things. We thought we'd do a little sale at the first part of this year based on our Tolkien blends. You know, of course, we have a whole universe of a whole series of Middle Earth based blends that we do here at the Country Squire that are proprietary to our shop. J.R.R. Tolkien's birthday was last week.
That's right.
And so we did a little sale. It was like, oh, maybe that'll kind of drum up some business, and people get excited about that. Maybe reward some people for being fans of Tolkien's universe. And man, we got back to the shop the next day after that email blast went out. We're backed up, dude. It's out of control. I mean, we've sent out several hundred orders now of our Tolkien blends. And so anyway, if you placed an order through that, the sale's over now, but if you placed an order through that, we're a few days behind. So we're just letting you know that.
Well, I mean, as I understand it, a Tolkien tobacco is never late. It arrives precisely when it means
to. And it will. Late. Later than you expect. Yeah.
No, that's good, man. That's good. Well, man, of course, we are back here in the shop today and getting some great live feedback that people can hear us loud and clear. Of course, last week. we didn't do a live show, but we had a podcast out on Lunting.
Yeah, that's right.
Going into the great culture of Lunting. It was great to see a lot of the feedback from that and hear folks really resonate with that.
Such an awesome community, man. And it's always good to have Scott around. Good,
absolutely.
Good friend. Yeah.
Big thanks to Scott for joining last episode. And, of course, before that, our last live episode was the big Christmas special. So
yeah.
Once again, we got to give big props out to the godfather of pipe podcasting, Mr. None Other Than Brian Levine.
Of them all, yeah. And we love Brian. It's always good to hang out with him. It was fun talking about his traditions and kind of his background growing up. And and it's always fun to get on mic with him and just give him a hard time.
Well, and receive
the
hard time.
I was about
to say.
Yeah.
It goes both ways, to be sure. Well, man, of course, this is a new year.
Yeah.
And, we've got a lot of great things going on. And, we started this last year, kind of a new tradition. And I guess, I don't know if it's a tradition when you first do it or when you first redo it. But suffice to say,
I think when you redo it.
All right.
But so now it's a tradition.
Now it's a tradition.
Regardless, yeah.
An annual tradition of looking back at the best of the previous year. Now, this last year, if I'm not mistaken, the way we kind of did things was we had all these different categories, and we took a lot of nominations and recommendations from you guys. We kind of put it out there. We gathered those up. And from those, the two of us, mostly John David, kind of made the decision like, okay, this was the best of, this is the best of, this is the best of.
Yeah, sure.
It It was one of those two things. Either we determined the nominees and y'all voted, or y'all determined the nominees and we voted. This year, we decided that in order to make things absolutely as fair as humanly possible, we wanted it to be up to you. So today, on Country Squire Radio, we are going through Country Squire Radio's Best of 2018 as determined by the listenership
of
Country Squire Radio.
That's right. That's right. And Bo did all the... We had a lot of votes this year. It was overwhelming.
It was a little overwhelming.
Last year's was a success, but this year it was kind of... we were really honored, frankly, by all the participation. And so, you know, our listenership has grown. Our community together has grown. And it was cool. But y'all, man, because of your enthusiasm about this... Bo worked his little tail off, man.
I did.
And it was good. There's a lot of excitement around pipe smoking right now.
But it was worth it, man. It was great.
It's good. No, it's good stuff.
It's great to tally all
the votes. I can say it's great stuff because I didn't do any of the work. You did all the work.
Next year, I'll have a more automated process. But suffice to say, I mean, this is just true of last year as a whole, man. I mean, you know, I think... You know, it's fair to kind of mention this before we dive into these nominations. We intentionally took Country Squire Radio out of the running, and the Country Squire and John David, basically any category that would have direct connection to us, we removed from this category. But before we talk about all these wonderful folks, I mean, man, last year was a big year for us. I mean, we've talked about the major milestones
in almost
your life,
every way possible.
And one thing that we saw was this like significant growth of the show.
Yeah.
Like this last past year, more of y'all have turned up than ever before. It's been phenomenal, and it's given us kind of unique growing pains that we've kind of figured out along the way.
Yeah.
And
it's been a lot of fun though.
It has been.
We've had some challenges because of it.
Yeah. But. And so this is at the very least of those challenges was doing the voting process in a similar way that we did last year, which was more of like, oh, I'll get all the names and I'll tally them up. And then I'm like, oh yeah, there's way more people now.
And all of a sudden you're Bo's drinking from a fire hose over here.
This is just
right.
Not
it's
possible.
Like, oh, I'm gonna take my little sip from this hose, and then he gets cartoon blasted in the face. So yeah.
But all that to say, I did tally every single one up. So this is all
great.
Based on the great folks there.
Yeah,
all
man.
Right. So shall we jump into this?
Yeah, I think so. Good categories here and some really good feedback, and excited about these winners.
All right, so I've got these kind of in a certain order, but I'm actually wondering if we should do this in reverse order.
Yeah,
because you know how like at the Oscars they save like the best motion picture for last.
Yeah, no, I think that's good.
Yeah,
although it's kind of all these are important, So
every single
we don't want to insinuate that one is more important than the others, but yeah, I think let's do it.
That's true. Well, we'll start off on kind of the edges and go deep into the industry.
Yeah,
so on the edges, that's where things like Country Squire Radio are. Those of us that are creating.
Yeah, that's where we exist.
Oh, exactly.
On the fringe.
The people that are creating content.
The crazy fringe, yeah.
This first category is for Best YouTube Pipe Community YouTuber.
Yeah.
Now, the YouTube pipe community is a massive, massive pipe community. It has been amazing to see just as we've gotten a chance to interact with many of you over the last couple of years and just kind of see the way that the digital pipe community of YouTube interacts with each other. When they vlog with each other, they share things, they have contests, like there's a real rich community there. And so this category was specifically for YouTubers that have kind of, really kind of made a significant impact in an already impactful environment. So the nominees, these are just the nominees. Nominees for Best YouTube Pipe Community YouTuber.
Should we wearing tuxedos?
We really should.
I bet we thought about that.
We
did. Or even at least like a tuxedo tie.
We need like
or
gold.
A tuxedo t-shirt maybe.
Yeah. Like gold statues behind us.
Yeah, I don't know. Something like that.
And the nominees are Bradley, a.k.a. Stuffin' Things, Matches 860, Mike, a.k.a. Briar Blues, and Bremen Pipe Smoker. And the winner for Best YouTube Pipe Community YouTuber, Bradley, a.k.a. Stuffin' Things.
Yeah, man. Golly, had a lot of enthusiasm about Bradley's YouTube channel.
Big, big time, man. All of these are great contestants, and all of these have very supportive and passionate fan communities and viewers and community supporters. But yeah, Bradley, you are the winner. So we will, and I should mention this as well, we'll be posting out in the coming week a badge of Best of 2018,
yeah.
or Country Squire Radio's Best of 2018, and sending that to the winners. If they want to use it, they can. If they don't, perfectly fine as well.
Yeah, no, that's great. Bradley will be like, well, you know, maybe I'll put this next to my next to my Blockbuster card in my in my chest of drawers or something.
All right, do you want to take the next one?
Yeah, yeah. Best pipe publication, print or digital. Of course, you know, these are both the YouTube community, and then certainly the print and digital publication section. These are very mature, you know, kind of areas compared to, you know, straight up podcasting. Of course, there, you know, some of the podcasting is involved in here too, I guess. But you know, you think about more mature areas, mature segments of our, you know, of our hobby and industry, the pipe community. And so we've got best pipe publication, print or digital. We've got the nominees are Pipes and Tobaccos Magazine, PipesMagazine.com and Radio, The Pipe Collector, and Wilkie Pipe Tobacco.
And yeah, the winner is?
The winner is PipesMagazine.com and Radio. And, man, yeah, of course, man, you know.
Brian Levine.
No surprise there. Of course, some really great authorities in the pipe community that kind of live in our sphere and, you know, and that we have gotten to know over the years. But, man, the folks at PipesMagazine.com, of course, excellent resources there. You know, we have dear friends that often write content for that that site. There's a whole host of, you know, blenders and retailers and enthusiasts and just consumers that get to interact on there every single day. And it's your opportunity, really, if you're involved in those forums to, you know, to get to know folks that, you know, maybe famous pipe carvers or maybe well-known blenders or stuff like that. And that's really great. Of course, kind of the, in our mind, you know, one of the crown jewels of that entire thing, of course, is the Pipes Magazine radio show. And it's just such an impactful thing. What Brian has created over there is wonderful. And he continues, even though he's old and crotchety, he continues to be very relevant, very, very relevant. And, man, so congrats to them. You know, I think there's a lot of enthusiasm around PipesMagazine.com and all the various things they've got going on.
Brian Levine's gonna love that. He's gonna he'll
old and crotchety but relevant.
Well, no, I'm just thinking he's gonna Country Squire Radio named us best podcast essentially. So yeah,
right?
He's gonna have some fun with that.
Yeah, that's right.
All right, so that's best pipe publication. Okay, so next up, now we're getting a little bit closer into the industry here.
Yeah.
Now,
and actually, I think I misnamed Wilkie Pipe Tobacco in that last category. So anyway, we've got that coming up in our best tobacconist category.
That's right. Of course, the best tobacconists, these are the folks that are blending unique tobaccos. You know,
yeah.
Where would we be today without the tobacconist, especially in the modern era where we're all kind of looking for that next thing, trying to find things that have kind of that handcrafted quality to them, where there is a story in which you could actually talk to somebody who knows the story, who was inspired by something while they were creating that blend, or had kind of a vision for how they wanted that blend to be used. And so the best tobacconist category goes specifically to the folks that are making the blends that have that kind of handcrafted nature to them.
That's right.
Are you ready?
Yep.
All right. The nominees were Greg Peace, Paul's Pipe Shop in Flint, Michigan, and Wilkie Pipe Tobacco.
Yep.
All right, man. This was a nail biter. This was like this was going through the numbers on this one. It was pretty bloody. It was a pretty heavy battle. But in the end, the winner is Paul's Pipe Shop in Flint, Michigan.
Man, yeah. I mean, it just obviously an incredibly esteemed, probably a top five, you know, historical tobacconist in the United States.
Sure.
Paul's Pipe Shop there in Flint. We've got a great listener base up there, you know, and man, they came out in droves to support
big
their the hometown team.
What's up,
and,
Michigan?
Yeah, I know, right? And, man, it, you know, just so good. It's a bucket list thing of mine to get up that way, to visit our dear friends all over Michigan, but also to go to Paul's Pipe Shop because, man, it's just such a storied place. If those walls could talk kind of thing, you know, but not only are they a fantastic dealer of tins and pipes, but they are also making their own blends there, that are super traditional. You know, they've just got a really nice customer base, and you know, where, you know, if you're a you know, 80-year-old man, it's very likely that you've got a blend on file up there with them. But then also, you know, they're willing to do the same kind of customer service and you know, bespoke tobacconist making for someone that's a, you know, 18-year-old hipster. And so, man, just a great community. We're really, really proud of them. And so, congratulations to Paul's Pipe Shop in Flint.
You know, speaking Speaking of Michigan, I was actually up there for New Year's and got a chance to.
Oh yeah, you know, I guess I'd forgotten you were doing that.
Yeah. It was real brief. You know, next year will be more of the traditional going up there. This is probably the first year that we didn't have the kind of official Country Squire Radio meetup, but I did meet up with the guys with Father of the Flame and had breakfast with them.
Oh, good. Yeah,
yeah man.
No,
heard
that's
some,
great.
Heard some fun stuff. So
that's
can't
great.
Wait to talk about that in the coming year as well.
Nice.
All right, man. So let's see. The next category, best tin tobacco.
Yes, of course. This is, what more kind of central to the pipe community other than pipes themselves, which, of course, we'll get to, is a part of this. And, of course, tin tobacco is right there at the center. Nominees this year are Sutliff Crumble Cake Red Virginia, Cornell & Deal Carolina Red Flake, Cornell & Deal Jolly Old St. Nicholas, Sutliff Crumble Cake Virginia Perique, and Rattray's Summer of 2018. And the winner is, had some good competition, but this one was very, very popular this year. And of course, it's Cornell & Deal's Carolina Red Flake. Cornell & Deal, of course, Jeremy Reeves and all the great folks at Cornell & Deal, they're just constantly cranking out hits. But these are not just fad tobaccos. I mean, they're getting the best ingredients. They're putting the most time and effort into this stuff and are really putting together some special blends. And so, man, you know, in the kind of an era where we've said, the Virginia tobaccos are hard to get and they're going away, man, that's just not true for Cornell & Deal. And what they've done there has gotten really aggressive in finding the best leaf and really coming out with some awesome matured Virginias. So the description of Carolina Red Flake, if you have not had it, a blend of the finest North Carolina-grown Red Virginias from 2015, Carolina Red Flake is Cornell & Deal's tribute to the Old Belt. Taken straight from the Carolina soil, that's how they would say it. Taken straight from the Carolina soil, these top-tiered Virginias are grown, thrashed, blended, and then lovingly pressed and carefully sliced right here in the heart of Old Tobacco Country. Combining a hay-like grassiness with subtle, sweet, tangy notes, it's a minimalist blend with a complex flavor, rich, deep, and earthy, with hints of dried fruits and citrus. We're proud of our heritage, and we're particularly proud of this damn near perfect Red Virginia Flake. And that's one of the few times you'll hear me say the word damn on Country Squire Radio. But they put it on the tin, so I think I can get away with it.
They put it on the tin. It's there, man.
fantastic tobacco. You know, this is a tobacco that, with some age on it, I think is really going to shine. Of course, natural sugar content there, with it being pressed. Also, I'm a big fan of the style tin that Cornell & Deal uses, and so that it's got just enough air in it for that aerobic fermentation to kind of do its thing. I think if you got a couple of tins of this, if you'll smoke one now, put one back a little bit. It's hard to find this stuff, of course. It was a limited edition run, but man, if you've got your hands on this stuff and put it back, I think you'll be really happy in a couple of years when you pop that next tin open. So
that's good. Man.
Great tobacco. We were really, really proud of them, and congrats on Cornell & Deal and Jeremy Reeves for all your hard work. And man, we're really proud of what y'all are doing there and glad to be supporting you.
Now, this next category, you know, given the fact that we just talked about best tin tobacco, may confuse some folks, because the next category is, of course, for best tobacco blend. How would you kind of define the difference between a blend and a tin?
Yeah, I mean, a tin obviously is coming in some type of, you know, mass manufactured deal, but we've got a lot of artisan blenders out there,
right?
I mean, that's obviously what we do here at the Country Squire, and there's, hundreds of people, or maybe... Maybe I should say dozens and maybe hundreds of people across the country that do this kind of thing as well for a profession. And man, there's just some fantastic tobaccos out there, very highly sought after tobaccos with great long-lasting reputations. There's new tobaccos that are coming out that people have found as new hits and are growing in popularity. And of course, so we want to feature not only the nationally available tobaccos that are mass manufactured, but also the tobaccos that your artisan guys are blending too. And so that's where this comes into play.
Absolutely. And for best tobacco blend, the nominees are Boswell Northwoods, LJ Peretti Thanksgiving Day, Strauss's Sleepy Hollow, Vincent Manuel Samois.
Yeah.
Vincent Manuel Samois. And the winner for best tobacco blend is Boswell Northwoods.
Yeah, man. So this this is an incredibly popular tobacco, and it's one of those that I think is actually tinned occasionally. But you know, this was developed as a just a very local tobacco there at J.M. Boswell's shop, and of course, incredibly popular, full bodied and full flavor. This is from the website. A deeply complex English, but with a smooth and mild base of Latakia, along with toasted Virginias. J.M. Boswell had blended Northwoods for himself to smoke, but then the customers started asking him what he was smoking, and his answer was, "Have a bowl." Northwoods has become one of our most popular English blends, and so it's got a light, just a nice smokiness to it, but you know, some natural sweetness there that I think just keeps people coming back to it over and over. And it's just a well sought after blend that is certainly got a if you're an English blend smoker, you pride yourself in that, I'm sure somewhere along the line you've smoked Northwoods from Boswell's tobacconist. And great tobacco, and you should definitely try it if you haven't already.
All right, man. Next category, best pipe manufacturer.
Yeah. I mean, cutthroat, right? I mean, this is, obviously this is, there's a lot of different manufacturers out there. They've all got, a lot riding on their, different pipes, and so many of them make fantastic, products, but the listeners have their favorites, right? And
absolutely.
So we always have to come back to those. So.
And this is another one too, where there's such a loyal fan base, but these nominees that, but you're right. I mean, this is where the big boys come to play. So
no, that's right. Yeah. So and you know, these aren't necessarily new manufacturers. The ones we've got here are more established. Kind of in their own right. But this year's the nominees that were kind of topped out as rose to the top as far as the listeners' nominees were Briarworks, of course, of Nashville, Siriacopo, Savinelli, and Peterson. And of course, man, how do you pick between all these kind of pipes? They're from various price ranges, various backgrounds, geography, all kinds of stuff. But this year, the listeners, chose that venerated pipe company that we love, and that of course is Savinelli. So Savinelli, they're incredible. What they do is, very traditional, but they stay relevant. They are incredibly aggressive on styling, on engineering, on marketing, production, all the different phases that come into making a pipe company that produces quality, but also engages with the pipe community. And I don't see any other manufacturer doing it quite like they do. That's tough to say. I mean, there's so many other good manufacturers
really
out there
that
engage, but Savinelli, they just have such a long track record with that. And so congrats to our Italian friends at Savinelli and our American friends that distribute them. So many great pipes from them. Of course, we sell a bunch of them here at the Squire, and a fan favorite for sure. But like you said, lots of loyal followers to different pipe companies, and we're excited to see what these other companies have coming out in the future. Particularly, we've talked about this before, but particularly Peterson. I think there's some bright stuff on the horizon for them. So, good stuff.
I just imagine Savinelli like opening up. We won this. This is what we won. Wait, that's not Italian.
Was that French?
Accent,
yeah.
But, we won an award. No. I don't think I have an Italian.
That's something you got to kind of practice. You got to get into.
What was an Italian character from pop culture? Anyone? Anyone? Was there not?
You're going to offend someone with whatever you come out with.
Pasta Luigi. I know. I mean, Mario. Mario's Italian.
Mario.
That's
there,
what it is.
You
okay.
Go. There, our favorite.
What is this?
Our
it's
favorite.
It's a country squire.
Our favorite plumber. Yeah. No, that's right. Who deals with pipes,
America,
right?
America Pizza.
Yeah, he goes in and out of pipes.
Celebrate. Yes, he goes down the pipes, and then he comes back up, and then he goes to Savinelli.
Right.
All right, man. This next category, last one, of course, manufacturer. We're talking about, historied companies. For this next category, we're talking about individuals. Best pipe carver.
Yeah.
Now, thinking back to the tobacconist, there's almost kind of like the tobacconist and the pipe carver, like they share this almost symbiotic relationship in the modern era, in that they are really kind of pushing the innovation, and they're finding kind of unique ways to stand out in the midst of the industry and race to the top in a time where not everybody's really paying attention. And so this is really... this is really where the artisans come to the table.
I think you're right. Yeah, I think you're right. Of course, there's so many artisans that come and go. We've got new carvers and more established carvers.
This year,
our category kind of has a lot of established people here that are have been on the market for a while, have been honing their craft for in some cases well over a decade. We're happy to talk about them. The nominees are for Best Pipe Carver.
Oh, you're not even going to let me attempt it, are you?
Oh, no, go ahead. Go ahead. Do you want this one?
I think I got it.
Okay, good. Yeah.
I think I got it.
Yeah.
All right, because you know me and names. The nominees are Sabine Santos.
You already butchered it.
Dang it. And John David will read off the nominees.
Yeah, it's Sabina Santos, and we have Tom Eltang, Nate King, Micah Kreider with Yeti Pipes, and Chris Astero.
I would have butchered that so much.
No, you would have.
Sorry, Chris. I was going to call you Austero.
Yeah, I'm sure, that, yeah, absolutely. The winner this year, of course, Tom Eltang. Tom, of course, has been carving for a very, very long time. And Danish carver, he's out of Copenhagen. He has consistently over the years pushed the envelope, but his fundamentals are so exquisite that, people are willing to pay, in some cases, several thousand dollars for some of his best work. And it's really remarkable what he comes out with. Tom, in some ways, has made a lot of his fame, obviously with aggressive, shaping and really sound fundamentals. But also, something that I think you have to mention when you talk about Tom is the contrast staining that he's very well known for. So, putting that dark stain on a pipe, letting that dark stain seep deep, deep into those grains, sanding all that off, and then a lighter color stain, that really, really high contrast stain there, I think, has been super popular with him. And I think he kind of, in some ways, really pioneered that. And so, just an incredible carver in his own right, and of course we're very proud to announce him as the best of.
That's right.
Yep.
Congratulations, Tom.
Yep.
All right, man. Best temp. Now, I will read the nominees and I'll let you read the winner. I don't want like a Moonlight La La Land situation to happen.
What do you mean?
Well, did you not watch that Oscars where they announced it was one of them and then they realized after they handed them the Oscars?
No,
a big deal.
Was that this year?
No, this is like 2 years ago.
Oh, no, okay. I remember hearing about that.
I don't
watch Oscar, but I remember hearing about
it. All right, I'm going to read the nominees here because I don't want the best tamp will be. Moonlight. Sorry about that. Yeah. All right, the nominees are, for Best Temp, 8 Deco Bamboo, Abe Herbal Resin.
Right.
Risen?
Resin and Antique Brass. Yep.
And John David will read the nominees.
Abe Herbal's Resin and Antique Brass Temps, Joseph Rogers Sheffield Pipe Knife, and Derek Price Snake Temps. And, man, these are all really cool. Of course, we always see the bamboo temp from 8 Deco make the list because of its affordability and also just, practicality. But
rusty nail on here, I noticed.
And no rusty nail, no chapstick.
These are very specifically no rusty nails.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Man, this year we have a tie, actually.
Okay, we are going to go with the tie.
We're going to go with the tie. And so co-winners of this category, it was incredibly close. Two that we have are the Abe Herbal Resin and Antique Brass Temps, and then, of course, the Sheffield Pipe Knife. These are two incredibly stylish, functional, one is more new world, one is more old world and, traditional, incredibly, incredibly beautiful pieces, though, in their own right. And so with Herbal's temps, you've got the inlaid, the nested pick, which is really super convenient, right? It's a hand-turned piece of resin, just a really convenient kind of nested pick that's in there. And then, of course, the Sheffield pipe knife, you've got something that's incredibly traditional, very, old world, something you might see your grandfather pull out of his his pocket or his maybe his overalls or something, but incredibly classy piece with all that sterling and a lot of accents. And so a straight up tie, Abe Herbal Resin and Antique Brass Tampers, and Joseph Rogers Sheffield Pipe Knife,
our first ever tie, man.
Yep. How about that
in the best tamp category? Awesome. Congratulations to both. All right, man. Now we're here. This is the creme de la creme, if you will. This is the most coveted award in the entire world of pipes, one might say.
I, you know, I, Maybe.
I dare you to find a more...
I think you're right. I mean, obviously, we talk about, you know, tobaccos. We talk about all the accessories and stuff. But the pipe, I think the pipe and the tobacco, I think those are hand in hand.
There's a symbiotic relationship. I know, but the thing about the tobacco is, you know, there is kind of a, it's a split category because you have tobacco blends
versus
tin.
That's true.
And so they kind of share that. There's a shared throne. As
honor there.
Right. Yeah. Whereas with pipes, at least the way that we did it this year, might be different next year.
Yeah. No, that's right. That's right.
But the way that we did this year is that, you know, this is for the best pipe of 2018.
Period. Yeah.
Man, we've got some amazing nominees here. We've got Morgan Bones, Briarworks' Stubby Apple, Missouri Meerschaum's Jesse James Outlaw, and the Chacombe Reverse Calabash.
Yeah, man. And all these are, you know, relatively new on the market, which I think is a good thing for this kind of category because we want to promote not particularly shapes or pipes that have been around for a really long time, but pipes that, are new and, kind of new to the market. So, this year... And I'm not surprised by this at all, just because the incredible value and popularity of these pipes, and also, just their high quality, because they're incredibly, incredibly high quality pipes. But of course, the winner is the Morgan Bones pipe.
Morgan Bones pipe.
Gosh, these things are so prolific. It is incredible. So, we've got with Morgan Pipes, they have just cranked these things out. These are pipes that might be considered seconds to some people, but at $39, you're buying them straight from Morgan Pipes. And, you've got... Just stunning pieces. I mean, these are pieces that have a really beautiful sandblast on them and are all naturally finished, and so they just are going to age with time and have a nice patina as you continue to smoke them. You'll find cosmetic blemishes on these pipes, but that's part of the fun, right? It's real reminiscent of a Savinelli unfinished briar or something like that. But it's just incredible. Of course, they call them bones because they are bare bones. It says these pipes are as bare bones as it gets. We've turned a blind eye to flaws on the surface of these pipes to bring you the most honest and affordable briar pipe on the market. Most of these pipes do have cosmetic blemishes, but rest assured that your pipe will be durable, and I stand behind all of my products and will take care of you if you are dissatisfied.
Man.
Each pipe has been finished only with a coat of pure carnauba wax to allow the owner to watch it color over the years, and are all fitted with an acrylic stem and a Delrin tenon. Now, let me just be clear about this. You're getting really high quality briar that has, incredibly, one that would only, be enough for a Morgan pipe. It's got a blemish, so it didn't make the cut, but it's undergone a lot of the same aging process. They have culled them, from some of the more inferior briar out there. You're getting a great piece of briar. And not only that, but the stem has been fitted with a Delrin tenon. Now, you just typically don't see this at pipes that are under $100, right? You really don't. You don't see a Delrin tenon. Delrin tenons are fantastic because they're incredibly durable. They're very resistant to heat expansion. And so when you're smoking your pipe, if you do happen to take it out when it's hot, the stem out of the pipe when it's hot, it's much less likely to have any kind of issues with getting loose or anything of that nature. These are the best tenons, I think, on the market. You've got kind of a split school of thought between integrated tenons and Delrin tenons. And, for pipes at this price point, I'm very much in the Delrin camp. And, I just think for something like that, you're getting an excellent pipe for $39. And they are everywhere. So, if you're looking for a affordable pipe that's super stylish, got a great track record, and that they stand behind, Morgan Pipes, Bones Pipes, I think is the way to go. Congratulations!
Congratulations to all the nominees of all the categories. Yeah. Of course, all the winners. Like I said, we'll be sending out little badges to those of you who did win. And man, thanks to everybody who participated in the voting. Like we talked about at the top of the show, man, a lot of great support. And I find it interesting that Morgan Bones was kind of the choice, because I do think it says something about the industry. People are looking for that pickup truck kind of
pipe
that really kind of resonated this particular year.
That's right.
When you were talking about last year, or at the very tail end, about kind of assessing what the trends of the next year will be, we talked about it with Tracking and Packing, how 2 years ago it was like, here's the leather bound hoity-toity
not in a negative way per se.
No,
but
I mean, so people want things that are artisan made, right?
Yeah.
And small batch, and of course, you know, something that they can identify with. And a lot of folks, you know, really appreciate a sense of place as well.
Absolutely.
And of course, there's no better sense of place for those of us in the U.S. than right here. you know, we have a real American artisan jewel right here in the United States.
That's right. Of course, you're talking about our good friends at Missouri Meerschaum.
That's right. That's right, man. Of course, a modern pipe that has become very popular in its own right, was one of the finalists for our best pipe of this year, and that is the Jesse James Outlaw pipe. Now, what's so cool,
beautiful pipe,
about what Missouri Meerschaum does is they take shapes that are stylish and aggressive, and they put those out. They're also looking back in their yesteryear catalogs, looking for old shapes to resurrect. This is a company that's been around since before the Civil War. You know, they just have such a tradition and legacy. And man, their Outlaw series of pipes is fantastic. They are a series of corncob pipes from Missouri Meerschaum that offer a pipe enthusiast the Old West experience with cool smoking Jesse James, Bell Star, and Cole Younger. And these pipes retail for $16.99, super affordable, and they all have just a really high quality black bit with a metal band on there. And just really, really a great handsome pipes from Missouri Meerschaum. The Jesse James kind of has that stovetop look, almost like a maybe the smokestack of the old fashioned locomotive, you know. And I think you'll be really happy with it if you're looking for a generous bowl, but in a nice compact size.
That's a good one. Hey, if you've got any member of the Outlaw series of the Missouri Meerschaum Outlaw series, be sure to smoke it this week. Tweet it in to us. We love to retweet those out because it's a great way to let the good folks at Missouri Meerschaum know you appreciate them for sponsoring this show.
Pipe question of the week.
All right, man. We are diving in to pipe question of the week. The first pipe question of the week for this year. Are you ready, sir?
Yeah, this is good.
This comes in from Adam Z, who says, what's the deal with Peter? What's the deal? Sorry, I had to.
What's the deal?
I had to get that Seinfeld in there. What's the deal with Peterson tobacco being really scarce suddenly? My local brick and mortar has been told by their distributor that they aren't going to be supplying it any longer, and many blends are suddenly sold out of stock at major online retailers. Is it going away like Dunhill and McClelland? Again, that is from Adam Z.
Yeah, man, Adam, great question. This is something that we've had in our shop as well. So Peterson, as we discussed on an episode, I guess it's been a couple months ago now. It's been several months ago because the transition happened.
I want to say it was like the middle of last year.
That's right. Yeah, man, it's amazing how time flies. But moving on, Peterson has been purchased by Laudisi. Now, when I say Peterson has been purchased by Laudisi, I'm talking about the pipe portion of the company. The tobacco portion of the company, my understanding, has been acquired and in some sense retained because they've been making the tobaccos already by Scandinavian Tobacco Group. And so Scandinavian, they are going to be producing the tobaccos for under the name brand Peterson. Think of, we've talked before about in the 80s how the Dunhill name brand, you've got Dunhill Pipes, Dunhill Tobaccos, Dunhill Accessories. Well, back in the 80s, the two split off, right? And so you had Dunhill Pipes that were owned by the original company, but then the tobaccos were spun off and have been manufactured by a variety of people since then. And so they're totally unrelated companies. I mean, even though they share the same name, they have, someone else has the rights to the Dunhill pipe tobacco. And so what's happened with the Peterson, this is now going to be the same deal. And so the company, Peterson Pipes, no longer has the rights to manufacture or to produce Peterson pipe tobaccos. And so the pipes and the tobaccos have both split off. And so you've got Laudisi that is going to be manufacturing Peterson pipes, which we're excited about. And then the Peterson tobaccos have gone a different direction. Now, having said that, the pipes, they're still available. It's easy to order them and find them just because of their great distribution system through the U.S. that the company that bought them, Laudisi, has. With the tobacco portion, there's a lot of uncertainty about how that's going to be distributed. And so even though the tobaccos are still being made, American retailers have not been able to order them time yet. And so that's coming. But yeah, if you see your local brick and mortar or one of your favorite online retailers that are out of a Peterson tobacco, it's just temporary. This is not going to be a long-term thing, but it is a hiccup kind of in the distribution system. So, you know, we're kind of figuring out, feeling our way through the new order of things as it relates to Peterson. And so eventually you'll see your favorite Peterson tobaccos coming back out. They're just going to be distributed differently from how they used to be. Anyway, you just hold your breath a little longer, and I'm sure you'll find it on your shelf at your local store soon.
All right, man. Great question,
Adam. But they're not going away. Yeah, yeah. That's the key, is the tobaccos are not going the same way as you know, as our friends at McClelland or Dunhill or anything like that.
Not going away, not being cloned.
I'm sure they're being cloned. Yeah. But yeah, not going away.
Yeah. The Dunhill, I was pulling the numbers from last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we mentioned it in our last Pipe Shop Fails special episode.
How
that was such a, you know, that series has been such a huge success. The attack of the Dunhill clones has been like,
Was that was good. Huh?
That was a big one last year. Absolutely. Great question, Adam. And hey, if you've got a pipe question of the week for us, send it in. show@countrysquireradio.com. Again, that is show@countrysquireradio.com.
Quick fire with the squire.
Quick fire questions.
Ow!
All right, man. Quick fire questions. Oh, man, I hate this because normally I write down who these were sent in by, and I can't recall. But I can tell you that quickfire questions are brought to you by something new coming your way very soon. Can we show it? Can we show it? Can we whip it out? I want to whip it out and show them. The shirt, man. You think I'm trying to blend in front of people?
Yeah, I did.
All right. Here we go.
Check this out.
All right, so we've got...
I just didn't... It,
quickfire questions brought to you by new Country Squire Radio merch, available for pre-order very, very soon. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to over the next...
This is cool.
This is really exciting.
I thought this came out great.
Ba-da! Ba-ba-ba-ba!
So describe what you're holding up there.
Yeah, I just realized... The podcast guy just realized he was showing something and not telling.
That's, I know, right? Yeah.
So, man, we have got some brand new merch coming to the listener's way. Going to be available for pre-order very, very soon. Man, we've got... the first one that we're kind of showcasing on this episode is a new t-shirt. It's got the beautiful pipe... Mike logo in kind of a little bit of a kind of a cream yellowish over a blue shirt with and you know, pardon my French, but I don't actually know how to read that. Can you read that?
Not at all. Yeah,
the C-Nest Pass Un podcast.
So, yeah, but the point of it is it says this is not a podcast, and of course it's a take on the famous René Magritte painting, The Treachery of Images. This incredible. This is not a pipe thing, which of course is so famous. If you look that up, if you're not familiar with the painting, Google "This is not a pipe." It'll immediately come up. But it's a really well-known painting from the early 20th century. And man, just a cool take on that. We're really proud of it and think it came out great.
Yeah, man. Yeah. Really excited to get that out, and we'll have some more things to share with you over the next couple of episodes.
Yeah, so, no, that's right. That's right.
That's coming your way. All right, man. Quick fire questions. Like I said, I don't remember who actually sent these in. Normally I note it, but this was a kind of a leftover, a late Christmas present, if you will.
Okay, good.
As is our Christmas
theme. That's great.
All right, presents on Christmas or Christmas Day? I'm sorry, present on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Day. Yeah, I you know, the Eve thing just kind of takes out some of the fun for me.
Oh, so, I can't agree with that. But I will say that growing up, we were Christmas Eve. My wife's family was Christmas Day, and it's been we've had to kind of figure out a good, healthy medium.
I mean, Santa comes on Christmas Eve. Like, that's when he comes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No, the Santa presents are on Christmas Day, but gifts to one another is more of the Christmas Eve.
I see, okay.
That's the way that
so maybe, yeah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's fair.
All right. Do you leave cookies for Santa or booby traps for Santa?
Oh, to catch Santa?
To catch Santa.
Yeah. I'm more of the cookies aspect. You know, I hope if the Lord ever blesses us with kids that, you know, it would be cookies and maybe a small batch single malt whiskey.
Yeah.
That's
what the leftover eggnog is for.
No, right?
Santa gets eggnog in our house.
That's right. I'm going to have to go with cookies.
Yeah, man. Same as well. In fact, this year, my three-year-old was adamant. Like, she guarded the last two cookies for the week leading up to Christmas.
Yeah. Yep.
Like, these are Santa's. Nobody can touch them.
Save them for Santa.
Yeah. Trying to get those last like nice points in before the end of the year. She needed them. All right. Eggnog. I think we actually answered this on last one, but I'll include it.
Yep.
Eggnog, rum, or bourbon?
Bourbon. Yeah, I'm going to go with bourbon, but I drink more bourbon than rum typically anyway.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I'm just kind of more of a bourbon drinker.
Brandy and rum, good for the eggnog, but yeah, I mean, bourbon is a little bit more classic. But I'll
That's
take,
what I think anyway. I don't know.
I'll take whatever's in there as long as it's in there.
No, it gets the job done.
Exactly. Santa's pipe, a poker or a billiard?
Okay, so if Santa's going to smoke either a poker or a billiard, and those are the two choices, I'll probably go with a billiard. I can't see Santa smoking a poker. But, you know, that's in the universe that I live in and grew up in and am around. So
yeah, I'd have to see the image of him with a poker. In my head, he's always smoking a billiard. Like it's not even.
Well, I think it's a church warden pipe, but maybe a billiard style church warden or something.
So if it's
between the two, you know, I'm gonna go with a billiard.
I'm just saying, like,
the poker would be nice because it kind of goes with the fireplace poker, you know, and then also, you know, with all his, as he's emptying his pack or maybe placing the coal under your tree for the bad little boys and girls, then, you know, the poker's nice because you can sit it down and it won't tip over. So so that's nice. And we don't want Santa to catch anyone's house on fire. So that's good, too.
That's good. All right. And then finally, oh, and I love this, the eternal debate. The Nightmare Before Christmas, Christmas movie or Halloween movie?
Okay, I haven't seen this movie in a long time.
Okay, but you have seen it.
I have seen it. Yeah. It's been quite a while. I'm gonna go with Halloween movie.
And you're exactly right, and here's why.
It's a good November movie.
It's a very good November movie, yeah. And it's the soundtrack is a Halloween soundtrack.
Yeah.
Like every single year in Halloween in our house, we always play that soundtrack.
Yeah.
And so because of that, more so than anything else, it is absolutely a Halloween movie. That's my logic.
Yeah, but that's good, though. It makes me want to go see that movie again. It's been a long time.
It's a great one.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks so much for those quickfire questions. And hey, if you've got some for us, send them in at show@countrysquireradio.com. Again, that's show@countrysquireradio.com.
Your thoughts? Your comments. Listener feedback.
Listener feedback. Jay Freedy Man writes in. What did Jay have to say?
Hey, guys. I have a possible topic for the show. I don't remember hearing a dedicated episode on pipe smoking and your health. I might have missed that one, but I don't believe so. This might be a good topic as it relates to exercise, longevity, safest best practices, etc. Just a thought. Have a great week and happy new year. And that's from Jay Freedy, good friend of ours. So, good point. I don't think we've mentioned it, obviously, here and there. And, that's something we feel strongly about and have woven into some of our content, but we haven't had a dedicated episode about that.
No, so, it is one thing that
it'd be worth diving into.
There's topics out there that we need subject matter experts for to really be able to dive into.
Yeah.
Like, for example, lunting. We're not the best people to talk about lunting, so we had kind of a lunting focused episode.
Yeah,
with Scott
exercise is bad for my knees. So anything revolving around walking and doing anything. As much as I enjoyed it, it doesn't happen very often.
I gotta do it, man.
So that's why we bring Scott in.
Exactly.
Right.
So same thing. We may want to bring in kind of a health expert to kind of join us for that one.
Yeah.
So great suggestion, and definitely one that we get from time to time. So we'll look into that possibly in the coming year.
Good.
We also have on iTunes, Mike McB writes in saying, great podcast. I enjoy this podcast every week. The Squire Select episodes are my favorite, and I'm patiently waiting on that barbecue episode.
Golly, man. I mean, it's just shameless. Like, what? Have you slipped? Given maybe some PayPal payments or something to some of these folks?
I don't have that kind of money. Like, I'm saving that money for my barbecue, man. No. I want it to happen.
Barbecue and tobacco pairing.
It's gonna happen.
I don't know. And even then, we're going to have these fights between, you got the Carolina people and the Memphis people and the Kansas City people and their Texas
people. I didn't realize this was a whole extra series.
No, that's...
It's not a Squire Select.
No.
It's a brand new series.
So now we've gone from...
You took us there. It's not going to be one episode. This is the kickoff of a brand new series. Oh, we're going to have to figure this one out. Saucing it up with the Squire.
Let's talk about next show.
Squire, why?
It is almost lunchtime.
It is true. It is true. It is about that time for us.
It makes me hungry.
Well, I tell you what, man. We've got a couple of great, I've been kind of scanning the YouTube comments for this episode. We've gotten some great feedback, a lot of different commentary, a lot of support for the nominees and the winners. Russ writing in saying, love the lighting finishes on the Morgan Bones pipes. Also seeing the Nate King Kansas City show pipe was the best pipe I saw all year. This was Hochter's I'm gonna let you finish.
Yeah,
you know,
no, that's good. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
We also have, let's see, some great great commentary. I love this, man. This is always the case. Whenever you put out the awards, that you get the
opinions.
Woo! Like yes, they won. Or this is great. And then people are like, oh man, we got robbed.
No, exactly. So, you know, the digital version of middle finger of fellowship kind of thing. Yeah.
So also we are hearing some reports of people actually receiving their Tolkien tobaccos as well. So,
okay, good. All right. So a few have gotten out. That's excellent.
Few have gotten out. And then Jason Breeden is saying this barbecue thing is definitely a Bo conspiracy. So you do have some support out there. It's few. It's you and Jason. But there is some support for that nobody actually wants a barbecue episode.
We're a pipe and tobacco podcast. And I'll just end it at that.
Yeah, no, I agree. And we pair it with people and history and fiction. And well, we'll talk about some more ideas for next year after we get off the thing. But one way or the other. you're right. No more barbecue episode, ladies and gentlemen. We're kicking off a barbecue series. You heard it right here, as pitched by John David Cole. It's going to be tasty.
That's wow. Words in my mouth. And this does make me really hungry. And Pig and Pint is very close.
Yeah. So, I moved it to noon. Did you notice that? Did you notice how I... Yeah, now he's hungry every episode. We're getting there, people.
All right.
We're getting there.
All right, Jason on Twitter, Jason again, X, Jason again, X. He says, the quote from the T-shirt is pronounced "say ne pa."
Thank you.
Which is basically means it is not. So it is not a pipe podcast, or it's not a podcast here in our case. And so, man, so cool. Thanks for the sophistication. You know, we have trouble enough down here with the English language and every name that's ever been pronounced on our podcast. And so much less art that comes from early 20th century France. And
yep,
so there you go.
Oh man,
we're excited about it. Yeah,
it's gonna be good.
Yeah,
I'm glad how it
good.
Turned
it's
out.
About,
really,
it's about time we came out with some more cool stuff like this.
Oh yeah, oh so. Yeah. More to come and announce in the next days. I'm actually currently looking at what we're going to be talking about next week. So it's gonna be fun. Well, man, of course we do hope that everybody does have a great week. Glad to have you back here in 2019. Be sure to keep up with us throughout the week. You can follow us on Twitter. I'm at the Real Bo York.
I'm at John David Cole, or you can get us at the shop at @_CountrySquire.
And of course, the show's handle is @SquireRadio on Twitter. But all that information and more can be found at countrysquireradio.com, where typically you can tune in at noon, about the time that John David's getting hungry for barbecue.
Or waking up.
And join us there. Again, that's countrysquireradio.com. All right, man. Lad, congratulations to all the winners once more.
Yeah, man, absolutely. It was a fun 2018, you know, certainly in the pipe industry. Lots of news, lots of new stuff, and, man, lots of old stuff making news and in new ways. And so, man, we're thrilled. It'll be exciting to see what next year has in store. This year has in store.
It's exciting, man. All right. Well, hey, let's go have a year.
See you, brother.
Been listening to Country Squire Radio, a member of the Podastery Network. For more information on this and other shows, please visit podastery.com.